Joining us on the phone now is Jan Kregel with the Levy Institute, a senior scholar there. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today. We heard the phrase in 2008 a lot, too big to fail. Now we're hearing the phrase from you primarily in this new study, too big to regulate. Tell us what your study has shown.
Well, what we've been looking at is the fact that banks, in fact, have gotten so big that their senior management really doesn't know what their employees are doing. And if regulators are supposed to be trying to figure out what banks are doing, this means that by definition, the regulators, who are not as cognizant with the operation of the banks as the management, really have no possibility of figuring out what banks are doing. So the question is whether or not we shouldn't be moving to a smaller sized banking system so that the regulators can in fact make the regulations efficient in producing financial stability.
This new study from the Levy Economics Institute of Bard College, was it focused on the LIBOR scandal in particular or just banking in general?
Well, no, this one was focused on the LIBOR scandal. This is in a series of notes that we've been producing. The first one was a general one, and then we had Chase Manhattan that came up with this so-called whale who was doing these trades that the management didn't know anything about, and then the LIBOR scandal, in which the head of the bank, Mr. Diamond, claimed that he really had no idea what his money market desk was doing. So these were two very nice examples which showed that these banks had really gotten out of control. They've gotten so large that senior management really doesn't know what the bank's doing.
But isn't it, that's not really fair. I mean, big companies like Apple, IBM, ExxonMobil, they know what their employees are doing. I think it's a rap on the leaders of these banks, and it seems to me that that's no excuse. That's no excuse for them to have no rules.
Well, the problem is that banks are supposed to have what is called a compliance function. Okay, the compliance function is the section of the bank that ensures that they follow the regulations. Now, in the case of Barclays with the LIBOR scandal, Barclays employees had suggested to regulators and to the compliance function that there were problems in the way they were reporting their LIBOR quotes. But this never managed to make it up to senior management, or at least that's what senior management claims. So there's
well, that's what senior management's always going to claim, right?
I know. So it's one side or the other. Either they knew what was going on and they were acting fraudulently, or they didn't know what was going on, which says that there is a problem in the way these banks are set up, and one of the problems is that they're too large.
Well, how do you break them up? In this kind of a political environment that we have, how do you come out and say, we're just going to break up the banks?
Well, if we go back to the Glass-Steagall regulations of the
1930s. Well, that would be good, yes.
We don't want to go back to the regulations. Just to take the example. It said that these banks had to be split up in 1 year. And in fact, all of the big investment banks managed to separate themselves into commercial banks and investment banks in much less than a year. It was not a problem. So it's simply a question of telling them that they have to do it, and they're certainly capable of doing it. Take the example now of Citibank. Citibank has already started to sell off some of its what they call marginal activities. Now, these are things which don't generate returns that are sufficiently high, but they do manage to do it. So it's not that it's impossible. It's just that the banks would prefer not to do it because it's a great deal of work.
Well, and they like being big.
Of course they
obviously like being this way, or they wouldn't be this way.
Of course they like being big, but
I think we need to start putting the CEOs more on the hook for things that their employees do, and you'll see much better behavior.
Well, it's a question of how, in fact, you do that. Now, in this particular case, take both the case of Chase and in terms of Barclays, okay? Case of Chase, we fired what were supposedly some rogue traders, and then we said, well, that's it, the problem is now solved. In the case of Barclays, we said, well, you got rid of the CEO, and you also got rid of the chairman of the board. In the end, the investment chief and investment officer also resigned, and then we said, well, okay, that's it, we're done.
No, I think they need to be on the hook financially and legally and in lots of different ways. And
that requires passing legislation which would be very similar to breaking them up. Okay, the point is that almost all of these activities, you know, are in fact legal. What was not legal was the fact that the money market desk traders were fixing the rates. Okay? So the problem is that we keep coming back to looking at one particular individual as the problem, rather than the structure of the system as the problem. What we're saying is that it's the structure of the system which allows these infractions and allows the regulation not to be applied, which is the fault.
Let me see if I understand correctly here. Are you making the assumption then, or is your study making the assumption, that when you talk about big, you're not necessarily talking about the size of the bank overall, but the fact that it's being run as a supermarket and is diversified into various things?
Yeah, we in fact prefer to talk about multifunction banking rather than about big banks. Now, it turns out that if you're going to be a multifunction bank, by definition, you're going to be big. Okay, if you look what happened after the 1999 reform, where you allowed banks to become effectively multifunction banks, banks suddenly became much larger. Why? Simply because you could group under one holding company umbrella all sorts of functions. So by definition, the fact of allowing them to be multifunction meant that they were going to be much larger than they had ever been in the past.
All right. I'm going to have to be rude and interrupt here because we are out of time, but certainly an interesting topic here. And LevyInstitute.org is your website. Jan Kregel joining us. Thank you so much for being on our show this morning.
Thank you.